Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're cracking open the sources on Australian commercial lending for 2025. And what we're finding is this two-speed reality.
Yeah, that's the term for it. I mean, the market has essentially split into two completely separate ecosystems.
And that creates a huge structural challenge, right? For brokers, for borrowers, for everyone.
It does. You've got this lightning-fast sort of automated speed gap over here, and then the traditional human-led relationship lane on the other.
So the key, really, is knowing which lane to be in.
Exactly. The era of being a generalist is over. You need to be able to triage and triage well.
Okay, let's unpack that. I want to start with a hard number, something quantifiable. Let's talk about turnaround times for, say, unsecured business lending.
The gap is, well, it's astonishing. The algorithmic model, the fintechs, they're delivering decisions in an average of just 1.5 days.
1.5 days. Some are even faster.
Right? Oh, yeah. Someone like BizCap can literally fund in 24 hours.
Wow. Okay, so now compare that to the major banks. The, what do they call it? The holistic banking model.
That's it. For the major ADIs, you know, your NIs and Westpacs, for a comparable product, you're looking at an average of 7 to 8 days.
7 to 8 days. That's a full working week. Minimum, just built into the process.
A week of latency, yes.
So here's the really interesting part for me. Why? Why does that 7-day gap still exist?
It all comes down to the mechanics, the plumbing of the system. The fintechs are plugged directly into open banking.
The consumer data, right? The CDR.
Exactly. So they get live cash flow data. They use these incredible tools like graph databases. Prospa uses Neo4j, for example. And they can instantly map connections and assess risk on what your business is doing right now.
And the banks... Oh, not doing that.
The banks are still tied to their legacy systems. They're asking for full documentation.
Which means what in practice?
It means 2 years of financials, tax returns.
Yeah.
And then it all has to go through a manual four eyes verification.
So someone literally prints out a PDF and has two different people check it.
That's basically it. It's an enormous amount of friction.
And that friction is a business decision in itself. You mentioned that strategic triage a broker has to do. So how do they decide?
It's all about urgency versus security. It's a trade-off. The banks are cheap, you know, rates between maybe 6 and 8.5%. But you pay for that with your time.
And the fintechs.
The fintechs charge what we call a speed premium. The rates can go from, say, 14.95% to over 25% for that 1.5-day convenience.
So the first question has to be, do I need this $50,000 now to buy inventory? Or is this for a warehouse purchase that can wait a few weeks?
That's the triage. Absolutely.
Okay, so that high premium brings us to the regulators. APRA is stepping in, and it feels like this is creating what the sources are calling a targeted squeeze.
That's a good way to put it. APRA is very focused on debt safety, and their big move is around debt-to-income limits, the DTI.
What's the new rule there?
So effective February 2026, the major banks have to cap their new high DTI lending, that's a DTI of 6 times or more, to just 20% of their new loan book.
So who does that directly push out of the big banks?
Think about the self-employed business owner using their home equity to fund the business. They're often highly leveraged. This new rule pushes them right out of the relationship lane.
And straight into the high-rate non-ADI sector, the Liberties and Peppers of the world.
Precisely. For that segment, the fintech's high rates suddenly become the only option.
But there's a fascinating counter move happening, isn't there? The banks are actually fighting back for some of these self-employed clients.
They are. It's a really interesting development. All the majors, Westpac, ANZ, CBA, UNB, they're relaxing their own internal policies.
Let's hope so.
They're starting to accept just 1 year of tax returns instead of the traditional 2-year average.
So they can see the most recent trading strength if a business is recovering.
That's the play. It allows them to bypass a bad year from the past and capture a growing business before it gets forced into paying that 25% non-bank premium.
So if you pull it all together, the broker's value is now entirely in that triage function. You have to be a specialist.
You do, because that 7-day turnaround for the banks, I mean, it's just not sustainable against a 1.5-day offer.
Which brings us to our final provocative thought for you to chew on. With that gap being so wide, will we see the major banks just start aggressively acquiring fintechs to close it? Could we see a future, maybe even by 2026, where submitting an old PDF bank statement is seen not as standard practice, but as a red flag for fraud?
That data friction, what does it signal?
Something to think about. Thanks for diving in with us.